take out of order because some commissioners of the Election Commission aren't here, and they may be on a schedule. Election Commission.
Item number 16, Org Unit 3010, Election Commission, page 70.
Election Commission, number 16, page 7. Go ahead, please.
My name is Nancy Penn, and I'm the chair of the Milwaukee County Election Commission, and with me is Rick Boss, who's another commissioner, and Lillian Cheeseman, and Suzette Emmer, who is the deputy administrator. We came to, because we have some concerns about the way the budget has been changed from the last year. One would be that the executive director position has gone through the JEQ process, and HR compensation has made it competitive with, you know, fair market value. So the pay range has increased, and this, by $30,000. So this amount is not included in the budget as it stands in that. So you know, this is the job description if you'd like it. Yes?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Ms. Penn, go ahead.
The other thing that's been removed from the budget is $35,000, which is for ads in community newspapers. The budget analyst process took it out because there was a thought that they weren't of statutory requirements. And so the notice of elections and sample ballots will appear in the Milwaukee Journal, but it won't appear in the community newspapers that get delivered to people who don't subscribe to the newspaper. So, you know, my thought is that it is a worthwhile investment to let people know that there's an election, you know, who's on the ballot.
It's a valuable public service. I mean, people should
correct.
Know who's
correct.
This is a representative democracy, and people should know who's on the ballot.
Correct.
They should be given notice of such.
Correct.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The other item is a change in the structure of the positions in the Election Commission. It's gone from three full-time people to they want to unfund one position, and then that can be used as hourly, but hourly people can't work more than 19 hours. So there, it removes consistency from the Election Commission. And with just two people, if someone gets sick, has to be terminated, you know, there's more opportunity for mischief. I think that, you know, the Election Commission is responsible for chapters 5 through 12, and so although it may seem like there's nothing to do because there's not an election, there's still a lot of responsibility in that department, and leaving it to two full-time people and, you know, whoever you can get on a list of part-time people, it just There just isn't the consistency. What?
That diminishes consistency.
Yeah, diminishes consistency.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Commissioner Penn? Because I want, if others are going to speak, I want to make sure that they have the opportunity to speak.
Sure.
But on the other hand, for what you're telling us, it's very eye-opening to me. I don't know how the other committee members feel, and they'll weigh in. But anything else, ma'am?
Nothing for me.
Would anyone else like, any other commissioner?
What?
Mr. Boss or Ms. Cheeseman, would you like to speak?
Sure. Commissioner Boss. There was another item that we're aware of, is there is some consideration for the county purchasing voting machines so that we can have consistency of equipment throughout the county. And the commission as a whole unanimously agrees that the consistency in the in-house programming would be appropriate. So if that item comes up for discussion, it's just important for us to let you know that we do believe that that is an appropriate step. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Cheeseman, would you like to say something?
Actually, now that I think about it, no. I think we've had many discussions about the budget and about the number of positions necessary to make the election commission work efficiently throughout the year, both in heavy election seasons and not. And so Commissioner Penn's statements reflect all of our opinion.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Supervisors Cullen, Jerzyk, Bowen, Lipscomb, please.
Yeah, Commissioner Penn, did you say it's a reduction in cost of $35,000 that they're not putting in the community newspaper?
Yes.
Because it says here in what we've been given, and maybe Mr. Fudge can explain it, the service accounts also include a reduction of $1,051 in advertising fees to community newspapers. So it seems to be a little bit of a discrepancy. Where do you come up with their $35,000?
From the budget analyst. That's a number we were given.
You get more information than we do.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Fudge, do you have a response to that?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, it sounds like that was a typo, that it should have read 31,000, 35,000, 051. So I apologize for that.
Okay. This is about five lines up from the bottom. It should be 31,000.
35.
35? No, wait.
35,051 instead of 1,051.
35,051. Okay.
Does that change any other figures in the narrative?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, no, it does not. In addition to that, we did run this idea past the previous executive director of the Election Commission, and she had indicated that she was fine with this. So this is where that decision came from.
So are we statutorily required to put things in the, like, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and then but not
yes.
community newspapers?
Yes. Not yes. There is a statutory requirement.
Mm-hmm.
It was determined that it wasn't. It wasn't statutorily necessary, but to my knowledge, there has not been an opinion from corporate counsel or the GAB that supports removing that. So
it is a county ordinance that we only have to have it in one daily newspaper.
So just so I'm,
and that would be the journal.
Just so I'm not I'm confusing things, by
pardon?
Statutory requirement, state statute.
Yes.
State statute requires one newspaper? County ordinance?
And it's also a county ordinance, yes.
One newspaper? And now what was that you said about the executive director pay that or something that you objected
that
to?
Through the job analysis project that HR had I'm not sure exactly their time frame that this position was reanalyzed. It was classified as an administrative assistant, but the statutes refer to it as an executive director. And so it was paid as an administrative assistant. It's now categorized as an executive senior level official, which would be consistent with the statute. And
by
so
statute,
the
statute, you mean state statute?
Okay. Yeah. Right, state statute.
Thank you.
And so I think it's important for you to know
you
that.
Do you have copies of that?
You bet.
That's great.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Chairman, Supervisor, Chairman, Supervisors, Veronica Rudichev, DAS Fiscal. We were not aware of the fact that they were going through a JEQ process with that position, so we were not notified of the increase in the pay that the HR department would like to see for this position going forward. Therefore, we budgeted at the level of the pay that the position had in prior years.
Maybe we all don't know what JEQ is.
Job evaluation questionnaire.
Thank you.
I will say, to be fair to the executive, I believe that was finalized only recently, the change, so they wouldn't have known.
Supervisor Cohen.
That's fine.
No. Supervisor Jersey.
You indicated the election commission recommended purchase of uniform voting machines throughout the county?
It's a project that John Weishon is heading up, and we will defer to him for any information. I mean, he's the person to talk to. It's just that we just wanted to make a statement that when he does present that we are in favor.
Well, I won't go into what Supervisor Weishon may be doing, but I want to understand what the election commission did. You took a formal action on that?
No, ma'am. We've been briefed on the process, and we've been shown some of the numbers, and we understand the concept, the goal that Supervisor Weishaupt wants to accomplish, and we're just saying, in principle, we concur with what he's trying to accomplish.
Okay.
Relative to uniform equipment and upgrading of all the systems so that we just are into the 21st century.
So there's no formal recommendation?
No, we have not taken
from the
a
commission.
Formal.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I need to clarify my numbers so I can see this right. So in the narrative, we have a 1,051 number, and that should be 31?
35.
That should be 35.
That's what you said.
So that should be 35,051.
Okay.
And the second thing I had asked about was I wanted to know was the revenue. Where does the revenue in this department come from?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Or
There's a revenue estimate of $52,600 in the budget.
Chairman, Supervisors, the revenue is from the municipalities paying for their share of election materials, so they will pay for their share of positions that are on the ballot, typically the trustees, village presidents, mayors. So they paid their share of the cost, and that's for that number.
Okay. Thank you. And the with the I guess typo, does that adjust the numbers for the 2014 year? So is it just like a budget change where you have to show that difference?
Chairman, Supervisors, the rest of the numbers on that page are correct. They show what the total expenditure and revenue and the tax levy is. That number was just a number that was included in the total expenditure, and that was just a typo in the narrative text itself.
Okay. All right. And just lastly, so the administration is supportive of the amount being the same, or is there still going to be a reduction to this 35 number.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the budget and the recommended budget would include the $35,000 reduction, and you'll see we'll send out probably later this week a technical changes amendment that has the typos that don't have a fiscal impact. They just reflect typos.
Okay, so it will be consistent with last year.
No.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, no, there would be the reduction of $35,000. All you would see is that we would change that piece of text to make it accurate. The numbers up above and the budget for that line item would remain with the reduction.
So what's that total number? I didn't catch that. From what it is being reduced from?
Chairman, Supervisors, give me just 1 minute. I'm going to look up their total publication budget. The $35,051 is only publications for the community newspapers. We have retained the publication budget for the Journal Sentinel and the ones that are required by state statute. The total advertising budget remains at $39,949 for the county exec's recommended budget.
Okay. 39. What was the rest of the numbers?
$39,949.
$949. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have everything I need. Appreciate it.
Supervisors Lipscomb, then Jersey.
Thank you, and welcome to the commissioners. I haven't met some of you. Are you two of the three, or all three are new commissioners?
We were appointed in July.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your service. What is the status of and the process for hiring a new director? That is a hire that will be made by the commission, correct? It's not a selection of the administration. Could you help us understand how that's going to, and the timeline that that's going to take place?
The job description is just in the final stages of being approved, mm-hmm. and then it will be posted, and we can begin the process of interviewing and selecting an executive director. How that is paid, I'm not able to answer that. I mean, it's out of the election commission budget, mm-hmm. is all I know. Mm-hmm. It's above my pay grade.
And as far as the time frame, we've been working on this basically since August, and it's just been hung up in HR. And with this clarification, we're just one step closer to getting to it. And we couldn't give you a final because, again, we're dependent on what comes out of HR.
Okay. Okay, and then relative to your statements about the election machine proposal, is that if the commission is going to weigh in on it, it would be helpful to have an actual official action or vote of the commission.
Supervisor Wyshon is going to.
I'm familiar with the concept, but
we had only made the comment so that if there's a question about, you know, where does the election commission stand on this initiative, we just wanted a weigh-in mm-hmm. that we are in favor, unanimously in favor.
Okay. And I understand that you're asking for something more official. When we have our regularly scheduled meeting, that will probably be addressed.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. I guess from DAS, I'm wondering if there's any my understanding on the executive director position was that it's a timing issue that you weren't aware of it. What would be the administration's way of rectifying an issue like that? If we pass the budget as you recommended it, it's got a $35,000 hole in personnel.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think what might be the best course of action is that once the individual is hired and the salary is known, we could look at a fund transfer to provide funds to make sure that the Election Commission is whole, and we can look at that, you know, early in 2014 or late in 13, once that's known. So I think, you know, it can be taken care of later as part of a fund transfer.
And is that, I mean, so a budget amendment to rectify it isn't necessary, or would your fund transfer be coming from contingency, or would you identify another department that has excess personnel funds that you would transfer from? How would you resolve it? What can I count on?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, an amendment would certainly be, I mean, your prerogative if you wanted to fix it that way. We can identify either the contingency fund or if there's another department where there's known vacancies or things like that. The contingency fund is probably the most appropriate for issues like this, but if not through the amendment process, we can certainly take a look and come up with something.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisors Jurczyk, Stamper, Haas, did you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking at the line for the budget on referendum and see that you have two planned, and yet in 2012, which is one of those busier election years, as will the 2014, there were 14 referendums, and I'm aware of at least two referendums already, but referendums tend to come up shortly before elections get held. What went into the estimate of that two, and what implications are there if there are more than two? And this is probably for budget staff. How did you come up with two, first of all?
Chairman, Supervisors, at the time that the budget was submitted, there were two scheduled elections that the prior administration had budgeted based on. As referendums or special elections or recounts come up that are outside of the scheduled known elections, the commission typically will ask for additional funds from the county, much like it did for the recall election in 2012. Typically, they will assess what their additional costs are and ask for a budget transfer in an amount to cover the additional funds necessary. Typically, they won't over budget by guessing on the number of referendums or recounts or special elections. They'll just come back and ask you for additional funding as needed.
And is it still the policy, Mr. Fudge, that we pay for things that get it added out of contingency? That was my recollection on that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I actually think, though, that this is not good planning. You had 14 in 2012. I'm not saying there's going to be 14 referendums, but I think just taking the existing known referendums is probably not good planning, and the contingency fund is already being looked at to take care of some other concerns that have come up in this budget. So I think that maybe needs to be relooked at. Either that or we're going to need to increase contingency because I think that number is unrealistic. Do we know about what amount a referendum costs? Is there a known?
Probably, depending on what district, $35,000 to $50,000 per special election or recall. That would be my
and
guess.
And if a referendum is held at the same time as a regular election, is the cost lower?
It is lower somewhat because, you only have to pay for an inch of publication space versus a whole newspaper ad, which could be $2,000 to $4,000. So you're probably only adding hundreds to a publication rather than thousands. Same with the ballot. You don't have to produce a whole new ballot. You know, if it's in conjunction with a regularly scheduled election, then you're only paying for inches of a ballot rather than a whole entire ballot.
Do you have an estimate for what a referendum costs if it's part of the regular election?
I know I did that. Who did I did that for somebody. As part of another election, it would be, I would say, about half, maybe 17,000.
Okay. And I understand these are estimates. So
right.
Just want to get an idea. Thank you. Per district? Or per
referendum? Per contest.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Stamper,
thank you, Mr. Chair. To the administration, whose recommendation was to remove the community journal, the community papers fees?
Chairman, supervisors, during the budget process, we had met with the prior administration for the Election Commission and discussed their budget. They had indicated that the $35,051 designated for community newspapers was something that could be cut from their budget. They had indicated as well that they had previously attempted to cut their budget in prior years as well. So this has not been the first time that the administration has decided to not publish in the community-based newspapers.
Okay.
May I add something, Chairman and Supervisors?
Please.
Originally, these community newspapers, the City of Milwaukee paid for half of the publication costs. 2 years ago, their board of aldermen decided that it was not necessary, and they discontinued paying for half. So we picked up the entire tab for the community newspapers the last 2 years. The City of Milwaukee pays nothing.
All right. Yeah, well, this is the first time I've heard of this. And as far as the cost of the different municipalities, how was that developed?
Pardon?
The cost and the revenue that we receive from the different municipalities? How was that developed?
How is it calculated?
Yeah.
It depends on the number of contests. So if they have one out of the 10 contests that are on the ballot, they would pay one-tenth of the programming cost, one-tenth of the ballot cost. We publish the different municipalities in the CNI newspapers, so they would pay for that cost, prorated, of course, depending on the number of contests again. And then they also pay for their supplies. Like, I order all their supplies and have the posters and forms printed by HOC Graphics, and then they order what they need, and then I send them a bill after the election.
Okay.
An invoice.
And, sir, what's your title?
I'm a commissioner.
A commissioner.
Chair,
okay.
Vice chair.
All right. And it would be helpful to receive a formal support of the uniform machine system from you guys. And real quick, do you know the benefit of it? Do you know the benefits of having a uniform system? And
well,
the different
a number of benefits, just
that's a John Weishman question.
Okay. There are a number of benefits, and at this time, the majority of the commission would like to wait till that comes upon.
Okay. That's fine.
If I may, I think it would be best to that issue isn't going to be, as far as I know, isn't going to be directly related to the commission's budget. And so that's part of the reason why
That's fine. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, again, on the community ads being removed from this budget, now, okay, first off, I have several questions, Mr. Chairman. What is the current allocation for advertising for this unit? What would, if this is passed as is, how much would you get for advertising these elections?
Chairman, supervisors, they would receive $39,949 for the two elections.
Okay. $39,000 for two elections?
There's four elections next year.
$39,000 for four elections?
Aren't there going to be five?
Okay.
There's another resignation.
And now, is that diminished from previous budgets? This line item, is that diminished from, say, last year's budget?
Chairman, supervisors, the current year budget was $50,000 for the publications for 2013, but that included additional contests.
Okay. All right. And so how does this so-called typo change this then? I'm still not getting that. This seems like an error-checking mistake, frankly. Oh.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it's just a typo. That $1,051 is the typo. It should read the $31,051 or whatever it is. It doesn't change what's actually budgeted. Okay. It's just we made a typo in pointing out what the reduction is.
Okay. So the typo in the line item is reflected in the paragraph of the strategic implementation below?
Correct.
Okay. Now, does Mr. Fudge, does that change... Does a typo change this department's bottom line, this unit's bottom line in this budget?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, no. The in the table up above, expenditures, revenues, and tax levy, those are all accurate. On the front, those are all accurate as well. It's merely the text explaining how the budget changed. That figure is incorrect and will be updated through the technical amendment.
Okay. Famous technical amendment. Okay. All right. And so if in a normal regular election cycle, how much do you know, anybody, how much does it cost to run a ad in the Journal Sentinel? Okay, is it done over multiple days?
It depends on the size of your ad and how many notices you're running along with it.
Yeah.
Normally the last year they've been in the Journal Central the Journal Sentinel, they have been about $2,800 per ad, mm-hmm. and that's a Type A notice has to be published months before an election, a Type B notice plus sample ballots and a picture of the screenshot from the HAVA equipment has to be published, mm-hmm. and then if there's a referendum, that's a Type C notice that has to be published. Generally, they've been running about $2,800, and that does not include the community newspapers either. I would say that they are about, there's five community newspapers, and they are about an additional $500 each for each municipality. So.
So we're clear then, a little clearer. Well, something's clear. Okay. Thank you, commissioners. Having once read a newspaper, I know what you're going through with this. Thanks very much. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Wyshon, would you like to say anything?
Thank you. I do think that we really do need to look at the number of full-time positions versus the hourly. As it was stated, I think there, as kind of people come and go through the county process, employees leave, something like elections are too important to us to say that it was screwed up because we just had a temp worker that was brought in a few months or a few weeks before an election. So we need that continuity. We need that that ability of that historical knowledge. And as you hear, some of this stuff is rather quite complicated when you talk about the Government Accountability Board, Type A notice, B notice, C notice, notice the different state statutes, and whatever changes the state of Wisconsin might make. So I'm very leery about changing anything when it comes to full-time employees at the Election Commission. And I will, on the voting machine process, that there's an opportunity, hopefully, to save money for Milwaukee County and also upgrade the system to the 21st century that may alleviate some of our administrative burdens. So that's all I would caution you, is that how we implement those three positions is very important for the Election Commission. Thank you.
Any other comments, concerns? I will say that if no one else does, I'm going to, in as much as I feel that the notices to the community newspapers are very important, I will offer an amendment if no one else does. Anything else? Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.